This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the escalation of the U.S.-China trade war, how do retailers like the dollar stores do it? Here's Marketplace's Rima Kreis. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks, David.
So in what ways are tariffs, this abstract idea, going to percolate into the cheaper store?
So, David, if you walk into a dollar store, you would see stuff like jewelry, weird little kitchen gadgets and toys. Up to 70% of those things, not talking about food and drink, come from China. I got that estimate from Garrick Brown. He's a retail analyst at Cushman and Wakefield. He says the higher tariffs mean dollar stores have to pay more for certain products.
Which could mean that your dollar store is going to become a $1.25 store soon. Those prices will be passed on.
He says that people like me and you could eventually feel those extra costs, and not just from dollar stores. The first wave of tariffs over the summer didn't really touch consumer goods, but the second wave, the 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, touches a lot more everyday items like glassware, soaps, hats.
All right, wave number two. But President Trump has threatened a third wave of tariffs on Chinese imports. Do we have a sense of what that might do at retailers like the dollar store?
Yeah, those tariffs would in theory impact a lot more consumer goods. Katie Russ is an economics professor at the University of California, Davis. She told me that more tariffs would be especially tough for the dollar stores that are quite literal with their mission and have to sell every single thing in their store for a dollar.
To the degree that their margins might be slimmer, so they're trying to get the lowest cost items possible, then it may be more difficult for them to arrange alternative suppliers.
So instead of stores raising their prices, you might see even more off-brand items on the shelves or more items in smaller quantities and sizes. And David, the trade war comes at a time when dollar stores are doing well. They thrived in the years following the recession and have grown ever since, especially in rural areas. And now the tariffs, they could slow down that growth.
By the way, reduce the size of the items yet again, Rima?
I know, right?
Yeah, it'd be like a macaroni and cheese box the size of a playing card. Marketplace's Rima Kreis, thank you so much.
Thanks, David.